Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tyler Norvell. We're talking Cattlemen's Congress 2022 in just a moment.
Cooler weather is on the horizon, providing a valuable opportunity to deworm your cattle with Safeguard. When temperatures begin to drop, parasite activity on the pasture declines as they prepare to take a break for the winter. That's the time to clean out those summer and fall parasites with Safeguard so you can feed the cattle and not the worms this winter. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. See label for feeding instructions, meat withhold, and milk discard.
The 2022 National Limousine Sale happening Sunday afternoon, January 2nd, at the Embassy Suites Airport in Oklahoma City, 5 p.m., in conjunction with the 2022 Cattlemen's Congress. Some of the best genetics in the limousine breed will be on display. You can attend in person or participate via liveauctions.tv. For more information, including a catalog, go to nalf.org. The 2022 National Limousine Sale at Cattlemen's Congress, January 2nd, 5 p.m., Embassy Suites, South Meridian, Oklahoma City. We're talking today with Tyler Norvell. The Cattlemen's Congress is literally, I mean, we're on top of this thing, Tyler, finally, just days away. Of course, you're a member of the board that has brought this thing to reality, year one and now year two. I know you're really excited about how close we are here for the 2022 event.
Yeah, you're right, Ron. It's here. Gerald Callahan mentioned yesterday, we don't get much of a Christmas anymore. And I said, well, we made that decision when we had the show last year. And so a year ago right now, if you'd have told me we'd be here again having it this year, I said, you're crazy. But, you know, we didn't realize what we had caught and what we have, and it's something special, and we're looking forward to growing it. Entries were due a couple weeks ago. We're up over 9,000 entries, same size as last year. The trade show, there's a waiting list. Herdsire area, there's a waiting list. Everything's just up. The buzz is incredible. Oklahoma City's excited. We're excited, and I think as you talk to cattlemen across the country, they're excited to come here.
Now, you know, you mentioned entries. Literally, we've got, a few more breeds. We've got as many sales as a year ago. A lot of those components that make up those numbers are very, very solid. And I guess what we've got more pin shows than before.
Yeah. We've got more pin show cattle this year, pin bulls and heifer. We've increased the breeds. I think we've added four or five breeds. And also what we've done that no other show in the country is doing is, you know, last year we were the first to have a supreme open bull, open heifer, which doesn't happen often in this country. And this year we're adding an American Supreme. So the Brahmins, Santa Gertrudis, Brangus, and several other breeds will have their own Supreme Drive. And that has increased our American numbers, and folks are really excited for that opportunity because it's really not fair showing the herd cattle versus the Americans for Supreme. It's comparing apples and oranges. So we changed that. And so that's a huge change that helped drove numbers. And then we did add a few sales as well. We're having an American all breed sale this year. We're having the steer sale we had again, plus all the other sales we had. So we couldn't be more excited about the opportunities for commercial cattlemen as well to come and buy genetics here in Oklahoma City.
As you talk to those breeders, that those seed stock folks that are coming in from all over the country, what are you hearing? What sort of conversations are you having with them about why they're coming back?
Yeah, first of all, they love Oklahoma. They say, we want to go spend our money in a state that appreciates agriculture and appreciates our way of life. I mean, that is consistent across the board. The second thing was the cost here. You know, hotel rooms are cheaper, food's cheaper. They don't have to pay to park. They don't have to pay to get in the gate, and it's easy access. One of my favorite events to attend every year is the World Pork Expo up in Des Moines, Iowa in the summer. And what makes it so special is just pig people there showing pigs, and that's it. There's not a rodeo. There's not a fair. It's just a pig show. And that's what Cattlemen's Congress is for the cattle industry. All the breeds together in one place. There's no rodeo. There's no other species. There's not a big trade show. We do have a good trade show, but it's not a trade show selling random stuff. It's just customized to the beef industry. And so people are excited about that this year, that they can come and it's just cattlemen. And we pride ourselves, Ron, and that this is a show for cattlemen and women put on by cattlemen and women. We know their needs, and we try to be customer friendly.
Now, let's talk about a couple of those things that would be available for the general public or for the cattle industry public to come in. A year ago, we really could not encourage folks to come. A lot of folks did show up, but yet this year, you're saying y'all come.
Yeah, we need people to come and show the support for this. Another compliment we got from a lot of ranchers last year was like, for the first time in a decade, I've gone to a national show and had a new potential customer show up I didn't know And throughout the year, I had more people tell me, this gentleman or lady I met at Cattlemen's Congress came and bought bulls from me. I got new customers from it. And that's not happening in any other show. So the beef industry in Oklahoma and our surrounding states, we need to come and support this, because there are elite genetics here that you're not going to have the opportunity to see anywhere else. And it's an opportunity to improve your herd, to grow your herd. So come and be a part of it. We want you here. And we need to show these cattlemen that the state of Oklahoma supports them. But there's always going to be a show going on for you to watch. Almost every day there's going to be a sale to come and see. And also the trade show is going to be extremely good. You know, I said we're not a huge, massive trade show, but we are a very niche, cool trade show. And stuff that cattlemen want to see and be a part of, it's here.
Tyler Norvell on Cattlemen's Congress. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
The 20th annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale happens Wednesday, January 5th, 2022, in conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. The sale will be held at 5 p.m. in the Super Barn Sale Arena, offering 50 elite Angus lots. You can attend the sale in person or view and bid online on liveauction.tv. For more information about the Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. For a catalog, go to mcsauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.